superhumanradio.com today and listen to Superhuman Radio live at 1 p.m. Pacific weekdays.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. Today is Thursday, but we're making believe it's Tuesday. During the first hour, I'll be joined by my co-host, Rob Regish, for the Blueprint Power Hour that we missed out on when I had to take off on Tuesday because of the holiday. Then, we're going to talk about Parkinson's disease in a way we've never talked about it before. And for those of you who pay attention, you're going to realize that 2 years ago, I started talking about this phenomenon. 2 years ago. I started talking about the endoplasmic reticulum. You know, I throw it in at every angle that it's appropriate because I've been fascinated by the role of this little communication system inside every cell, but more importantly, how it may be contributing to diseases. So remember, you don't hear this kind of stuff on anybody else's podcast. We're way ahead of the curve, way ahead of the curve. But without further ado, I bring...
Calling all Blueprint Army, fall in line. It's time for the Blueprint Power Hour with Coach Rob Regish on the Superhuman Radio Network.
Hey, Coach, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing fantastic. Thanks for asking.
For those of you who are tired of listening to political nonsense, now you're going to hear something really interesting during the Blueprint Power Hour. Something we can all agree upon, and that is the pursuit of greater strength and muscle is a noble, noble pursuit.
Amen. Amen.
What's going on over at CoachRobRegish.com?
Well, through Sunday, July 10th, we have a super sale going on for the Blueprint Bulletin where new subscribers are going to get a free copy of the Blueprint Meteoric, the fastest way to change your physique for the better, and three best-of issues of the Blueprint Bulletin for 2013, 14, and 15. That's about $150 in freebies, and the Meteoric will definitely slice and dice you. In 6 to 8 weeks, you will not believe what's looking back at you in the mirror.
And on that note, we start out with a question from somebody who clearly is a big fan of the Blueprint body of work, and that is John Varlow. He says, I've been drinking 2 cups of coffee pre-workout and interested in upping my game. Any suggestions?
Yeah, you know, the world of pre-workouts is vast, but coming up with something that's really worth the money is difficult. The reason being that more so than any other category, pre-workouts are high-margin products. So what that means is your typical pre-workout sells for around $35-$40. It actually costs around $7, including the jar and the label, to produce. They're largely powder caffeine, too, with some bells and whistles. The best pre-workout is always one that you build yourself. You know, I haven't seen a single finished product that I'd consider using. So I'm going to give you a recipe to walk into any drugstore and walk out with a stronger pre-workout than any other on the market. And it's pennies on the dollar, too. So next time you're in Walmart, stroll up to the pharmacy and ask for 2 boxes of Primatene tabs. Now, by label, these contain 12.5 milligrams of ephedrine hydrochloride per tab. Next, you want to pick up a little package of Jet Alert. Those are their caffeine tabs, in-house generic caffeine, 200 milligrams a pop. And once you go to marry the two, I would suggest dosing 2 Primatene tabs and 1 tab of Jet Alert, giving you 25 milligrams of ephedrine and 200 of caffeine. The actual ideal is 10 to 1 caffeine to ephedrine, but 200 is close enough. So what this combination will do is it will result in anywhere from a 5 to 15% increase in momentary muscular strength, which is a lot. So properly applied, that'll magnify the overload of your muscles experience and set growth into motion. You know, the alternative is to spend stupid amounts of money on powdered caffeine and lesser ingredients. You know, most of them have a cool-sounding name in the national advertising campaign, but none of that means the product is superior. I would put my combination up against any one of those any day. If you want to jack up the fat-burning potential, add EGCG from green tea or Forskolin. And if you want to jack up the strength potential, tyrosine or alpha-GPC. Gets the job done nicely.
Real quick message and props to Trojan Horse. I've been using Trojan Horse for 2 days. Are you familiar with Trojan Horse from Prime from Blackstone Labs?
I've heard about it.
It works. My body temperature goes up. I sweat profusely, and I definitely feel more fatigued, easier, which is a sign of a mitochondrial uncoupler.
Wow.
And it's not toxic. So that might be a good addition too. To this this stack that you just mentioned. Okay, the next question comes from Mike Gillarge. I'd like your opinion on training for strength. How can I accurately predict when I'll be strongest? I've been very frustrated. It's been very frustrating for me to be stronger some workouts versus others. I guess what I'm asking is how can I plan to peak my strength?
Well, you know, what you're really asking entails two questions and two answers. How can you peak your strength for a one-time event, and how can you ensure you'll get stronger workout to workout? Now, of the two, the answer to that second question is far more important, as multiple sessions of PRs beats one single session any day. So let's consider the former then, peaking for an event. That really should be no mystery. Powerlifters have been doing it for decades. You know, it isn't random, and it isn't a secret. They peak by following percentage-based programs. So typically, you're asked to input your one rep max into a calculator, and from there, a given number of workouts are generated. It shows you how much weight to use, how many sets to do, and how many reps. For me, that was an absolute revelation. Because for the first time, I wasn't guessing how much weight to use. But it's that way for a lot of guys, in truth. You know, very few have the discipline to run it. It's sad but true. Most guys are content to wing it. And then they wonder why they're going nowhere. The only problem with this method is that once you peak, where do you go from there? You know, you can't just repeat the loading pattern that you did because your central nervous system has, quote-unquote, seen it. And believe me, your results will be disappointing. So realizing that, I linked together six such loading patterns that build upon each other, right? And the bulletin subscribers have got these, and some of them run them year-round. They consistently make progress from pattern to pattern. So hitting new PRs from workout to workout is an even taller order. But you can, in fact, do it if you cycle the rep ranges. One of my favorite tactics is to rotate reps of sevens, fives, and threes, workout to workout. And that way, you keep the body from acclimating to any given rep range. And I know I've said it before, but I'll say it again. The variable that the body adapts to the most in any training program is reps. So you got to vary them. And then finally, the issue of workout frequency, that's crucial. Personally speaking, and this is just from my log notes, 10 days of rest between workouts sees me the strongest. You know, is it easy to stay away from the gym that long? Hell no. But it's what's necessary in my case, and by no means am I the only one. Your off days should be punctuated by plenty of cardio, GPP training, and reading. I think, you can come across some real gems reading. So try that on for size, Mike. I'm betting you won't be disappointed.
Also, leverage Dr. Brad Schoenfeld's most recent research on longer rest periods. Resting for 5 minutes between sets allows you to train harder and get more work done and handle more weight and get stronger from workout to workout. So let's not ignore the spaces between the notes, as you like to say.
I've been doing that just kind of instinctively.
Yeah. Yeah, longer rest period. If you're really interested in getting strong, longer rest periods. If you're interested in burning more fat during your workouts, shorter rest periods. That's a simple equation. The next question is very interesting, and I've got a little slant on it, too. Sean Gennetti says, I can't seem to get my neck to grow. I do all the usual stuff, but can't seem to get anywhere. No matter what I try, the tape measure just won't budge.
You know, it's unusual. You almost never see guys training their necks, right? That's a piece of anatomy that sticks out all year long.
When I first started training, I actually bought one of those Everlast leather head harnesses with the chain on it just to train my neck. I used to hook it up to the pulleys. I used to hook it up to plates, and I did it just to train my neck.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, look, even the pimply-faced kid bagging your groceries, he looks tough if he's got a big neck.
Right.
So how much more impressive will you be, right? To understand how to train the neck, you have to study athletes with big necks, and that means only
wrestlers.
One thing.
Wrestlers.
Wrestlers do a lot of bridging. So it would behoove you to understand the forward and perform the forward and backward bridge. A word on timing on that. Start off with something like just hold it for 30 seconds. You also, and you want to build up ultimately to a 3-minute hold. There is a school of thought that you can roll backwards and touch your nose to the ground. That always made me a little nervous.
Yeah.
But, you know, I do occasionally use a neck harness and perform forward and backward raises. I never do it to a point of failure. You do not want to train the neck to failure under any circumstances. But as an aside, and this is interesting, I found the headstand to be the absolute best neck developer there is. Right? I kick up onto a wall, more freestanding, and I hold it as long as possible. So against the wall, I usually reach a point where I balance only on my head. You know, so I take my arms off the ground and fold them in front of me. And for those of you interested, that video's on my Facebook page. You want to build up to 3 minutes with your hands at your sides, and then just gradually move them inwards. That'll help with the balance of just standing on your head. You will eventually be able to do that, at which point you should have one strong neck. So I hope that helps, yeah.
Also, there is a genetic component to the neck. So by comparison, the muscle tissue in the traps and neck have the highest concentration of androgen receptors of any muscle tissue on the body, in the body. So with that being said, there are some of us who are genetically predisposed. We all knew that guy in school that had that huge neck. Dan Matha, who's on my show a couple times and played football for the Cincinnati Bengals, had an insanely thick neck, okay? Some of us just are genetically predisposed to have thicker necks. Now, can you overcome and build your neck? Absolutely. But you must use caution. This is the one area that you should always, always back off on the work instead of stepping it up. Go slowly with your neck, because let me tell you, one false move and a bulging disc in your neck will ruin your life. And I mean ruin it, okay? If you could even become a paraplegic if you do the wrong thing. So go slowly. I like the idea of using the head harness. I love the idea of bridging. Bridging, if done appropriately, as Rob is talking about, not doing anything stupid like trying to go all the way back and touch your neck, or your nose to the ground. None of that stupid stuff. Just a plain old neck bridge, front and back neck bridge. Over time, we'll build a strong and equally thick neck. Just go slow, please. I don't want anyone to misinterpret this advice, because that's it, man. You basically do something to the cervical spine, your life is ruined. Ruined.
Yep.
You won't care about anything being muscular. You'll just be caring about containing your bowels while you're sitting still, okay? So let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we've got a question from Martin O'Malley. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour here on the Superhuman Radio Network.
The category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen, with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance-enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, "I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered two more bottles." And another, "The overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used." Visit CoachRobRegis.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse. 4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advance contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advance. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advance banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Nobel Prize-winning research shows telomeres are an important part of preventing cellular aging. Slowing down telomere shortenings promotes healthy cell replication and longevity. This is simple, folks. Supplement today with the longevity breakthrough of the century, Telos 95. Telos 95 provides the only scientifically validated telomere support ingredient in every capsule. Save 15% off when you use the code TELOS95. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Telos 95 banner ad. Age better with Telos 95, the cutting-edge technology that's a leap forward in the science of aging, with research that was conducted by world experts on telomere analysis using worldwide patented technology.
From the makers of GLC 2000, now comes Actistatin Pro Athlete. The Actistatin formula gives you all four forms of glucosamine and chondroitin, plus Actistatin's triple patented delivery method to optimize cellular uptake and utilization of glucosamines, chondroitin, ascorbate, and manganese. Regenerate and maintain cartilage. Promote joint mobility and flexibility. Replenish lost collagen. Get 20% off your next order using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the GLC banner ad today. Push the limits. Feel the difference with Actistatin.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. This is the Blueprint Power Hour, brought to you by CoachRobRegish.com. Go there today, be stronger tomorrow. Sounds like it was professionally written, right?
Very nicely delivered.
Yeah. Martin O'Malley says, I heard you talking about Synthogen X2 last week. I'm over here in Ireland and want to order from Predator. Do they have the new X2? And if not, when will they get it? And why you reformulate? Has anyone shared their feedback yet?
Okay. There's a lot of buzz around X2, so here's the lay of the land insofar as who's got what. Mass has the new X2 and only X2 in stock after selling out of the original. Predator still has the original formula, although I'm told they have X2 on the way. Now, just how soon it gets there is anybody's guess. You know, I would suggest calling them or emailing them to verify. I'm going to give you an example now of how a typical Synthogen experience unfolds. You've no doubt heard Johnny Gray's questions on this program before. He's one of my best friends. You know, we played college ball together, and shortly after college, he got bit by the training bug. And I've been on him since 2012 to try it, but he's always dodged the issue. And then one day he inquired about it. And finally, about 2 weeks ago, he ordered a bottle. And since I didn't want to lead him, you know, I just told him to take 10 caps and let me know what it does for you. So I hung up the phone. He called back not a week later. He said, I squatted and deadlifted heavy yesterday. And typically, I'm suffering some pretty heavy DOMS right now. But today, it's amazing. I have no DOMS, no soreness, and feel fantastic. So he went on to say, he did have a little mishap. He pulled his calf muscle. And he's done it before. It usually takes a week or two to heal. Much to his amazement, the very next day, he felt a lot better. He called me back again, and he asked, what's really in this stuff? And finally, I said, you know, I'm going to put this to the test tomorrow. This is him talking. Extremely heavy upper body workout, a lot of negatives and stuff. 2 days after the workout, he felt nothing, and he re-upped for a twin pack. So I can honestly tell you that example is typical. You know, it's no anomaly. I was at a picnic this past Saturday at a friend's house, and he said, my friend Sam's coming over. He's been listening to you, big fan of the show. Can't wait to meet you. So Sam rolled in. Great guy. Originally from England. He's a fan of both, you know, Progenitrex and Synthogen, but it was the Synthogen that he just kept talking about. So to answer your question about reformulation, we did not do so as much as we increased the horsepower, meaning it's the exact same formula, but now with double the centerpiece ingredient, the ectosterone. You know, and what this results in having, you know, is, frankly, consumers going to use a third less product. So it's a huge win for them. It is an expensive product to produce, so people understandably hesitate to spring for a bottle. But if you're like 90% of the people, right, who do take the plunge, you will be reordering shortly thereafter. We stand behind every purchase with a rock-solid, no-questions-asked refund policy. I'm happy to report we almost never have to use it. So take that for what it's worth. More on X2 at CoachRobRegish.com.
Yeah, pretty exciting product. You know what we're going to do? We're going to go ahead and take a break 2 minutes early and then come back with a question from Seth Flanders. How does that sound?
Oh, cool.
Okay, so sit tight. We'll be right back with more Blueprint Pal Hour.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com. And click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
The category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen. With results literally from workout one, you'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, "I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered two more bottles." And another, "The overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used." Visit CoachRobRegis.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
A legendary name in hardcore supplementation. Iron Mag Labs. 100% original, patent-pending Andro compound. The most effective, hardcore, groundbreaking bodybuilding supplements in the world. Iron Mag Labs. Revolutionizing hardcore supplementation for more than a decade. Visit IronMagLabs.com. IronMagLabs.com.
What do professional athletes such as Kobe Bryant and A-list celebrities such as Selma Hayek have in common? They are all touting the benefits of bone broth. But unless you have countless hours to cook every week or can hire your own personal chef, you're probably missing out on these critical nutrients. Osteobroth is a high-protein, standardized, consistent bone broth in a convenient powdered form. Use promo code SHR for 20% off at osteobroth.com.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Blueprint Pow Hour. Touch the radio. Don't you feel stronger? Seth Flanders says, "You've said before you think protein timing is more important than total grams of protein. Care to elaborate a bit more? I'm all for using less protein powder, but I'm afraid I'll lose muscle mass. Currently taking in 2 grams per pound of body weight and have been for years."
You know, most lifters hold sacred the maxim one gram per pound of body weight. It has just been drilled into us, you know, over the years. it's tough for people to get away from that. However, the skyrocketing cost of milk proteins has caused them to revisit the issue. So here's my thinking. For years, I took in 300 grams of protein a day, 200 from whey and 100 from whole foods. And that was at a time when whey was around 4 cents a gram and supermarket proteins were a lot more expensive. So over time, I experimented with 500 grams of protein a day. Neither of those super high-dosing protocols worked for me. I didn't grow any more muscle. I didn't lose any. But then I discovered intermittent fasting. And what I found on that eating regimen was that I could maintain my mass on 150 grams of protein a day or less. And I also noticed something else. My sweat no longer smelled like ammonia. Because when your body burns protein for energy, it throws off a ton of metabolic waste, ammonia and urea among them. It's also a really expensive way to fuel your body, buying protein foods. There are other disadvantages. One being, if you go without protein for any length of time, your body's going to burn muscle tissue for energy. This is somebody on a high protein diet. And so, you know, you need to remember, you've been feeding it primarily protein, so it gets good at burning protein for energy. What I did was, with the intermittent fasting, I refined that to concentrate most of my protein intake pre and post workout. So if you know what you're doing, you can flood the muscle with amino acids before and during training. Thrive is tailor-made for this. I have a scoop before my workout. And that's going to have much more profound effects given blood flow to the muscles is elevated no less than 400%. So eating protein beyond what's needed isn't just unnecessary. It's expensive, and it can be detrimental. The one exception is, I think, when you're using anabolics, they signal the muscle cell to use more protein. You could convince me in that case that it's warranted. And a few other cases. Don't get me wrong. I'm not totally against high-protein diets, but I just think timing is more important. So be judicious in your use and focus on that timing. You'll not only save some money, you'll get better results too.
I love when we get these because it makes me feel like we have some sort of a cult following. Mike G, name withheld. I'm not getting anywhere, and I'd like to know why. My goals are to lose some fat and gain muscle, but it's just not happening. I'm supplementing with a pre-workout, C4, parenthetically, creatine, beta-alanine, and ZMA. You've recommended at least a few times these, a few of these. So what's the problem? I'm thinking about steroids because this is getting old fast.
Yeah. And so the cycle begins.
Mm-hmm.
The problem here is that Mike's been majoring in the minors.
How old is he? Do you know?
He didn't say.
Okay, just curious.
I got the sense he was young.
Yeah.
But you'll notice he went directly to what he was taking. What he was taking was...
Yeah, like in other words, his training and his diet really are secondary to what supplements he's using.
Right. The products, even the most powerful ones, aren't going to grow much muscle and burn fat unless you're feeding your body correctly in training. He has no mention of concrete goals, no mention of what training program or diet he's on. I'd be willing to bet he's winging it. It's apparently my advice and the supplements that are at fault. So when I explain to these people that their training needs to stimulate growth, they universally agree. Everyone nods their head. When I offer the blueprint, let's say, which shows you how to overload a muscle, they balk. The truth is, they really don't want an honest answer. They want a bottle of pills. I can count on one hand, right, the number of blueprints that I sell every month. It's less than $50. But the average guy I speak to is spending $150 or more every month on supplements. Eventually, the Mikes of the world get so fed up, they wind up going to the dark side. And that'll get him some results, because steroids make up for a whole host of training and dietary sins that he'll still likely be committing. So he'll gain 10, maybe 20 pounds of muscle, and he'll think he really knows his stuff. His training obviously works. His diet's spot on. You know, if they weren't, he wouldn't be getting results, right? Wrong. He is living on borrowed time. Because when coming off, it's like when he comes off, training and dieting is like a high wire act without the safety net. You know, some of these guys are so dependent on their drugs, they don't even train when they're not using them. They lack the drive and especially the knowledge about how to grow without the drugs. And predictably, these guys crash hard and they usually lose everything they've gained. So, you know, now they're out all that money and all that muscle right back to where they started. I honestly don't know which is more pathetic, you know, breaking the law and risking your health or sending your money to some supplement company every month for zero in return. So, you know, I just gave you some tough love, Mike, but you need to smarten up and hear the truth. The way you're going is going to do a terrible disservice, not only to you, but to physical culture in general. At the very least, stop taking everything and focus on getting stronger. And then, and only then, you'll be moving in the right direction.
You know, the real issue quite often, as you point out, is training and diet. And you could take all the juice you want. I mean, look, I'm going to be very honest about something. So I haven't been training at all. I mean, I train here and there, but how hard can I train? I just got the green light today to start doing some rehab work with my left arm.
Right.
I go in and I do machine presses with the right side. You know, that's not really taxing me. I do train legs, but I can't train legs heavy because you have no idea how much your arms work when you're doing things like squats and leg presses.
Yeah.
Or even leg extensions. Try putting yourself into the leg extension machine. Pin it at 160, 180 pounds, and try to do it a leg extension without using your arms and your grip to hold you down into the seat. And
wow.
So, I mean, you know, you don't realize how much you depend on your triceps. So,
so you've had the surgery already?
I had the surgery on the 1st. I got the green light today at 6 weeks to start rehabbing it. Rehabbing it means light pulley work, light dumbbell kickbacks. He said not even body weight. He said no push-ups unless you want to do the push-ups on the stairs. Like, in other words, where your upper body is higher than your lower body, not the opposite, because you have to go easy. I said, well, and how long before I'll be able to actually put a load on it? He said 4 weeks if you do the rehab work now. Okay. But my point is this. I've lost 13 pounds since this happened on May 26th. And it's all muscle. Okay? And I'm being honest with everybody. I'm on a gram of test a week right now. So if the testosterone by itself would build muscle, I should still be a monster. I shouldn't have lost 13 pounds of weight. I should have gained 3 pounds of muscle. No, because if you're not training, there's no stimuli. And for me, if I'm not training, I'm not eating. I just don't feel like eating. When I don't train, I don't have the hunger. So if you're not training and you're not eating, I don't care how much supplements or super supplements you're using, you're not going to grow. So the old adage, no matter where you go, there you are, could be applied to this discussion as well. If your training is off and your diet is off, you could shoot 6 grams a week of combined androgens. You're not going to grow.
Yeah. Yeah. Completely agree. You can be on bucket loads of anabolics, but
nothing's going to happen.
No.
It's like, you know, you can call the guys into work, and they're going to stand around if you don't have the bricks and mortar and the tools for them to build the walls. And the bricks and mortar and the tools is the stimuli and the nutrition.
Yeah. I mean, you might gain some water weight, but that's it.
Well, I'm not a high aromatizer. Do you realize that a gram a week that my estradiol levels are in the 40 nanograms at
wow.
a gram a week? I mean, it's like I don't aromatize. I've never had gyno. I mean, at one point in time in 2009, I was doing 2 grams of test, a gram of Deca, 400 milligrams of Trenenth, some Boldenone that somebody sent me, which is basically Equipoise. I think I was doing 200 milligrams of that a week, and a handful of orals. And I never, ever had even tingly nipples.
What did you feel like on that super stack?
I felt sick. That's why I could never be a professional bodybuilder. I didn't feel good. I didn't wake up in the morning going, oh, my God, I feel like King Kong. I woke up in the morning going, man, I hope I'm not getting the flu. You know, I just don't feel right. But the irony is that I went into the gym and I trained and I was really very strong. And in fact, I remember one specific day I was living in Phoenix and I was going to the gym up on Warner Ranch Road. And I was walking in, it was back day and I had a deadlift. And I was literally thinking about just getting in my car and going home. I thought to myself, man, I just don't feel good. You know, when I use Tren, my resting pulse rate goes up into the 90s. My blood pressure definitely goes up, but my pulse goes up really, really fast, really high. And it doesn't matter if it's a Tren Ace or Tren Ent, it's the Tren, period, end of story. And so I remember literally grabbing the handle to the door, and these young guys, as I was opening the door, they walked in like I was holding the door for them. Right? Like, oh, this old guy's holding the door. Because I was moving so slow. They thought I was holding the door for them. And I walked into the gym, and I pulled a 600-pound deadlift that day. And they looked at me, and they were like, oh, my God, this is the old guy that just held the door for us.
That's awesome.
But you know what? All of that isn't worth it. It's not worth it when you worry about, oh, my God, am I going to stroke? Am I going to have a heart attack? You know, I feel like I'm getting the flu any minute of the day. It's just not worth it. It's just not worth it. And you have to be an idiot to ignore your body telling you this doesn't feel right.
Did the trend make you super aggressive?
No, not at all. I was going through my divorce. I mean, everybody always says that, you know, like when I was going through my divorce and I was at the worst point, like I felt like everything was crushing down on me. This is the time where people grab a gun and start killing people. It's like I was more relaxed and calm than anything else. In fact, I feel like it gave me clarity. I've never been aggressive. I've never been somebody who acts like a jerk in a social setting where it's inappropriate to act like a jerk. And that's because you either come into this being one of those people who wants to act like a jerk and you want to blame it on steroids. Oh, I'm on steroids. I'm going to kill people. No, you're a wimpy, timid ass MF, and you want to be a big thug guy. So you're going to act like a jerk and then blame it on the steroids. That's who you are. And you'd blame it on beer if it wasn't for the steroids.
Yeah.
You know, if you're a jerk, you're a bigger jerk when you're drunk, and you're going to be a bigger jerk if you're using androgens. But if you're a normal person, it's not going to make you, it doesn't change your personality. It doesn't make you hate people. And I hate that when people talk about that because it's a lie. If you're one of those guys, oh, trend makes me aggressive, I want to rip people's heads off, it's because you secretly are insecure and you want people to fear you. So you want to blame it on the trend.
Well,
but trend definitely makes you stronger. I've said it on this show a million times. It doesn't matter how you feel. Trend takes you hostage and makes you do the work even when you don't think you can do it.
Yeah, I've heard crazy stories about Test and Trend.
Test, Trend, Deca. I ordered Anadrol from a place overseas and they sent me Anavar instead. I was taking 100 milligrams of Anavar a day. I was taking 50 milligrams of Dianabol a day. I mean, but you know what? The truth of the matter is, I could be just as strong now as I was then. I just have to start training that way. I was, you know, when I use those types of drugs, I am a responsible user. I don't sit home and wait for the drugs to make me big. I get out and I do the hard work.
Yeah.
That's what builds the muscle.
You got to do it.
Yeah. All right, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we got the blueprint tip of the day, which I can already tell you is going to be a favorite of mine. Stay tuned.
This is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You, too, can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenadrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenadrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenadrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee Eye Drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee Eye Drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Hello.
Yeah. Welcome back.
So tell me, Rob Regish, tell us all, what is the blueprint tip of the day?
The tip of the day is aging gracefully.
I say bah, humbug.
Yeah, I know it. I know it. It's not easy.
You know what I think? Aging is not for wussies. You know what? It becomes increasingly harder and harder to do things that you think, though you guys out there that are 30 and even 40, and even approaching 50, you have no idea how much harder it is to do the things that you take for granted right now.
Yeah, so amen.
Just keep that in mind.
So, for those of you just getting into this great sport, it may be a little fuzzy as to what the future holds. So, you can learn from us old geezers here. And what I've done is sketched out kind of a chronological history of how it unfolded for me. Trust me, there are many lessons here that that will help you. So I started at age 15. The year was 1985. I originally was introduced to Universal machines, and I screwed around with those for a few years until I got to college. Now, here's the lesson. Had I been in a more serious gym, then I'm certain I would have progressed faster, right, just due to free weights. And I was also winging it during training. And God, did I need a coach. I never got one. And believe me, I suffered for it. Hire a coach, folks. It's some of the best money that you will ever spend. However, when I got to college, I was fortunate enough to meet the right guy. You know, there you are in your late teens, early 20s, in the prime of your life. Being the biggest, strongest guy in the world is high on the priority list. It was on mine. It was real high. And then I started to become familiar with programs like 20-rep squats, gallon of milk a day, heavy partials, all these intensification techniques. It was the deadlift, though, that I really excelled at. And if I were to put a number on it, I would say the squat and deadlift are probably 90% responsible for the gains, you know, that I've had. So throughout my 20s, only my lower back bothered me, but it wasn't that bad. You know, I could still deadlift heavy and nothing else hurt. In my 30s, I started to notice a distinct change in recovery time. However, the muscle, I'll call it muscle maturity, started to develop. I was still hitting the squats and deadlifts, but not as heavy as in the past. The other thing I noticed was that I couldn't process as much food as I used to. So intermittent fasting then took center stage. Now, you've heard that when you turn 40, things start hurting. Well, at least in my experience, believe every word that they say. Elbows, shoulders, and knees begin feeling the cumulative trauma of decades of training. You know, at this point, you should be managing the trauma very carefully. And that goes for your cardio, too, right? I can't even do wind sprints anymore. The last time I did it, I pulled a hamstring. And when those go out, I can forget about progressing on my 20-rep hip belt squats. Which brings me to you. Wherever you are in this cycle, I implore you to learn the lessons I am outlining here. You know, in your 20s and 30s, don't do too much vertical loading of the spine. You know, favor dumbbell work over barbell work, because that allows you to pronate the palms facing each other, and it's a much safer and stronger position for the body to be in. Keep those elbows tucked in is what I'm trying to say. Get familiar with body weight training now and practice it. I'm not saying you got to do it exclusively. Just get familiar with it. Keep chin-ups in the mix to keep body weight gains honest, and work hard on bridging for flexibility and mobility. Now, if need be, look into curcumin, CSIS, certainly BPC 157, TB 500, even kratom, you know, and familiarize yourself with over-the-counter painkillers. I don't think you want to go with the pharmaceutical stuff. There's just too many side effects. So take these steps today, because I really want to see you training for life. And so do I. And that's going to be a challenge, you know, with some of the injuries that I have.
Yeah.
What's your prognosis, Carl?
On which injury? you gotta be more specific when you talk to me about these things.
The tricep.
It feels good, no pain.
Yeah.
I have been very cautious about loading it. I did, I went into the gym, last Monday. And I did a whole body workout. I did leg presses. I did hip thrusts. I did, one-sided pushing movements. I did, pressing on a hammer strength machine with my right side. I did overhead presses on some other machine that they have there for overhead presses. I don't remember what it was. But I did do rowing movements with both hands. So we have a T-bar platform, and I went up to four plates on that and pulled with a more neutral grip, not a bicycle grip. So in other words, they have several different grips on this machine. They have the traditional bar grip, which is completely horizontal. And then they have, at the end of that, the handles turn in. So you have more of a bicycle kind of, handlebar grip. And I did that. I did five sets of that. You know, I was very, very cautious. I moved slowly. I made sure that I wasn't engaging the tricep too much. I made sure I was pulling with my back. But I did do that, you know, and it felt fine. You know, I'm just anxious. I can't train one upper body. I can't train one side. I'm just not getting anything out of it.
Yeah.
So now I can start going in and doing, I'm probably going to go to the gym tomorrow morning and start doing some light stuff, pushing movements, and, very, very light. I'm talking about, you know, no weight plus a pound, you know. And just start getting the elbow back in shape.
Post it up on Facebook. I'd be really curious to see how it comes along.
I wish I had someone to follow me around and take videos. I really do. I envy people like PJ Braun who have staff to do those kind of things. I don't know how to. I don't know how I would do it. I don't. Where would I? I have to go find a place to put the camera. You know, I got to get in and get out of there. But I will. I'll try. I really will try. I really, really will.
Okay. Best of luck to you, man.
Yeah, I mean, that's that injury. Then, of course, I have the numbness from my knees down, which is not getting worse, and I'm doing a lot of things to help with that. But, you know, it's all a challenge. As you point out, the older you get, the harder it becomes. And when you see the old guys in your gym training hard, go over and give them some props, because trust me on this. If they're training hard, they're using superhuman strength, because the older you get, it becomes harder. That's all I'm going to say. Why? Pain, torn muscles, creaky joints. I mean, it all compounds. And when you see these old guys in your gym putting up serious weight, go over and say, man, great job. Because we need the encouragement. Trust me on this one. All right, Rob. We're going to take it from here. We'll see you next week, brother, at your normal time. All right, we're going to go take a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about something very, very serious, and that's Parkinson's disease. And almost prophetically, 2 years ago, I started talking about this phenomenon. And here we go. Stay tuned.
The Cat- category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen, with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, "I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered two more bottles." And another, "The overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used." Visit CoachRobRegis.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
From the makers of GLC 2000, now comes Actistatin Pro Athlete. The Actistatin formula gives you all four forms of glucosamine and chondroitin, plus Actistatin's triple patented delivery method to optimize cellular uptake and utilization of glucosamines, chondroitin, ascorbate, and manganese. Regenerate and maintain cartilage. Promote joint mobility and flexibility. Replenish lost collagen. Get 20% off your next order using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the GLC banner ad today. Push the limits. Feel the difference with Actistatin.
Nobel Prize-winning research shows telomeres are an important part of preventing cellular aging. Slowing down telomere shortenings promotes healthy cell replication and longevity. This is simple, folks. Supplement today with the longevity breakthrough of the century, Telos 95. Telos 95 provides the only scientifically validated telomere support ingredient in every capsule. Save 15% off when you use the code TELOS95. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Telos 95 banner ad. Age better with Telos 95, the cutting-edge technology that's a leap forward in the science of aging, with research that was conducted by world experts on telomere analysis using worldwide patented technology.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
A legendary name in hardcore supplementation. Iron Mag Labs. 100% original, patent pending, Andro compound. The most effective, hardcore, groundbreaking bodybuilding supplements in the world. Iron Mag Labs. Revolutionizing hardcore supplementation for more than a decade. Visit IronMagLabs.com. IronMagLabs.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. This next discussion is a very, very important one to me for a variety of reasons, none of which is less important than I lost my sister, Valerie, to Parkinson's disease a few years ago. Many of you who have been listening to the show long enough know that. But for another reason, too, we've been talking about this amazing little component of every cell called the endoplasmic reticulum for about 2 years now. And it's going to fit nicely into this discussion right now with my next guest, who is Dr. Miguel Martins from the University of Leicester in the UK. How you doing, Dr. Martins?
I'm doing fine, thanks, Carl.
Yes, and thank you for being here. So let's start out like this. What questions needed to be answered? What research preceded this study? Why this study?
Right. So the research in my lab, we are interested in a small organelle inside cells in a multicellular organism called the mitochondria. So mitochondria are the powerhouses of cells. They generate the majority of energy that's necessary to drive all the cellular functions. And we are quite keen on understanding what happens when the mitochondria go wrong. So if you, like, I normally make the analogy with the lithium battery in a mobile phone. When you have loss of power on a mobile phone, you have a signal that is sent to the screen that tells you to plug in your phone and recharge the battery. So we kind of see mitochondria as possessing similar properties, so being capable of sending signals to the cell nucleus. And these signals turn on genetic programs that are supposed to deal with a loss of energy in mitochondria. So we're quite keen on understanding how these signals work, how they operate, and what are the consequences of this loss of power and how the cell copes with that.
Okay, so now talk about this particular study itself. How was the study designed?
Right. What we normally do to look at low power in mitochondria is that we use genetic models. And most of the genetic models that we are dealing with involve genes that are homologous to human genes. So we use the fruit fly as a model system. And we use genes that are homologous to human genes that are normally mutated in genetically inherited Parkinson's disease. So there's a subset of Parkinson's cases that are associated with loss of mitochondrial function or problems with the mitochondria, with these energy-generating organelles. So we take the advantage of these human genes that are linked to Parkinson's disease in humans. And we take the fruit fly and we use flies that have mutations in the orthologs of these genes. So the fly gene that has the same properties as the human gene. So we use that as a starting point. We started with these in vivo models and we try to characterize the signaling networks that are altered when the flies have these mutations.
Okay. So, talk about this particular study. You went after information that would elucidate the role of the mitochondria and in the etiology of this disease, but somehow the endoplasmic reticulum emerged. So let's talk about the endoplasmic reticulum just for a second. The way I understand it, and we'll just call it the ER for now because I'll get tongue-tied if I have to say it too many times. So
sure.
The way I understand it is the ER's role is to assemble amino acids in certain syntaxes to be messages between cells as cellular communication. Is that correct?
We see the ER as a tubular network inside living cells that is involved in controlling in protein quality control mechanism in properly folding and directing proteins to other cellular organelles.
Right, but sometimes certain things. Such as fragmented sleep, severe hypoglycemia, maybe not hypoglycemia, but what I like to call in situ hypoglycemia, where insulin sensitivity is diminished and glucose is starved from the cell. This kind of stress can make the endoplasmic reticulum misfold proteins, or in simple terms, create messages that are not readable or usable. Is that correct?
That's probably correct. Probably, my understanding is that any signal that toxic signal coming from the extracellular environment will have consequences in the ability of organelles such as the ER to to process information and to properly fold proteins.
Okay. So now take us into what you learned and the role of the ER in the development and onset of Parkinson's disease, please.
Right. So we, again, as I mentioned before, our starting point is using these flies that have modified, that have dysfunctional mitochondria. So we start with the hypothesis that these mitochondria are sending help me signals to the cell nucleus. So these help me signals lead to genetic reprogramming. So it leads to intracellular changes in gene networks. So what we do at that point is that we take the fruit flies, we purify their RNA, and we put this through gene expression analysis. So we use technology that allows us to see, the combined output of gene changes following mitochondrial dysfunction. With this data set, what we normally do is we use network analysis algorithms, so mathematical algorithms that allow us to connect genes that belong to common pathways. Let's put it that way. Mm-hmm. So when we started doing this kind of analysis, so an analysis that whose starting point is mitochondrial dysfunction, we came across help me signals that were related not to the mitochondrial dysfunction but to ER dysfunction. And this is what puzzled us at the time and that redirected some of our research into the ER.
Okay, so one of the simplistic thoughts about the development and progression of Parkinson's disease is this type of plaque, almost similar to what we know about Alzheimer's disease with beta amyloid. We have the alpha-synuclein plaque that builds up.
Correct, yes.
And one of the thoughts is that these misfolded proteins become metabolic debris, and they contribute to the buildup of this plaque because these proteins they're not appropriate syntax messages. They have no place. The body doesn't know what to do with them, so they just circulate until they find some place to stick. There is some gumminess, I guess, also. A role of some protein that adds this stickiness to them. Is this what we're talking about when we talk about the ER becoming disrupted? Are we talking about the buildup of plaque, or does the ER have a direct intrinsic effect on the mitochondria?
I think what we the accumulation of these intracellular garbage deposits inside neurons in Parkinson's disease, the Lewy bodies, it's still,
right.
To me at least, it's unclear whether it's a cause or a consequence of the disease. We were coming to PD from a totally unbiased angle, so we don't use a starting hypothesis that the Lewy bodies have any particular function. Because in the flies we don't see these Lewy bodies. The observation, again, this is using an in vivo model, an insect model of the disease, so we're not looking in human brains. What we saw is that the dysfunctional mitochondria were activating ER stress mechanisms. Now, I don't know if a Lewy bodies caused by accumulation of unfolded synuclein can induce the same sort of ER stress messages, but at least in the context of Parkinson's models that are associated with mitochondrial dysfunction, what we observed is that the mitochondria were communicating to the ER and inducing this ER toxicity.
Interesting, interesting. I want to take a break. I've got lots more questions. We're talking about a new way to look at the onset and progression of Parkinson's disease, a very, very important discussion, because anything that we learn about Alzheimer's and Parkinson's disease, we really open up a lot of good information about a variety of different neurological disorders that plague our population today in growing numbers. So stay tuned.
Something crazy. crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenadrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenadrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenadrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
The category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen, with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance-enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, "I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered 2 more bottles. And another, "The overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used." Visit CoachRobRegis.com or Predator Nutrition. To learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
What do professional athletes such as Kobe Bryant and A-list celebrities such as Selma Hayek have in common? They are all touting the benefits of bone broth. But unless you have countless hours to cook every week or can hire your own personal chef, you're probably missing out on these critical nutrients. Osteobroth is a high-protein, standardized, consistent bone broth in a convenient powdered form. Use promo code SHR for 20% off at osteobroth.com.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date. Now available in 2 great-tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Dr. Miguel Martins. We're taking a new look at the origins of Parkinson's disease. Very, very important discussion. So, Dr. Martins, I understand that you worked with fruit flies at this point in time, and I'm sure that you've been involved in some other research that you may be able to extrapolate. A recent study was done, and it one of many, actually, that shows the effects of intermittent fasting on stimulating autophagy in the brain. And there's a doctor at UCLA in California that I had on my show back in 2014 who named Dr. Dale Bredesen, who reversed the symptoms of Alzheimer's disease in 26 people, and now he's undergoing a 200 cohort study doing the same thing with a variety of lifestyle choices. Changes, but one that was very important was creating a window of 16 hours of fasting where people had their last meal 3 hours before they went to bed and did not eat again for 16 hours the next morning to stimulate this phenomenon of autophagy. I understand that when the cell becomes bogged down with this metabolic debris, these misfolded proteins, it actually tells the ER to stop functioning in an effort to stop producing more and more of these proteins. And there's lots of proteins we need to be produced by the ER, which could be contributing to cellular dysfunction. Do you think that stimulating autophagy in the brain could be a short-term viable solution to dispelling all of this metabolic cellular debris?
Okay, so yeah, I mean, that's certainly a viable option. So again, from our observations and what's currently the held views, it's the accumulation of damaged proteins that eventually leads to neuronal demise. So strategies to cope with damaged proteins, to remove damaged proteins, either large protein complexes through autophagy or even individual unfolded proteins through the increase of chaperones or chaperone-type agents.
Right.
Or activation of the proteasome, this intracellular proteolytic machinery that degrades proteins, is likely to counteract the this toxicity mechanism of unfolded proteins. Again, going back to our research, what we observed in the flies, and again, that perhaps can be transposed to some observations with humans, is that the mitochondrial dysfunction causes the ER to interpret this, the ER senses this toxic mechanism by mitochondria and induces a protein shutdown, so a shutdown of the production of proteins, because it interprets this signal in a similar manner to the accumulation of unfolded proteins. So this protein shutdown in the ER, at least what we propose at the moment, is that it's inducing a starvation of essential proteins in neurons and eventually killing the neurons.
Interesting. Now, you used the approach of providing certain chemicals that block the effects of the ER stress. What chemicals were they?
Right. So this is a drug that was originally developed by a pharmaceutical company in the UK, GlaxoSmithKline. And it's an inhibitor of one of the ER kinases, so one of these stress sensors that sits in the endoplasmic reticulum, and that transduces a message to shut down protein synthesis. So basically, when unfolded proteins accumulate in the ER, this ER kinase gets activated and leads to the activation of a network of changes in the cell that tell the cell nucleus to stop the production of proteins. So we observed in our fruit fly model that the damaged mitochondria were activating this kinase and were inducing the shutdown of the protein production through this particular membrane kinase. So what we could do was to use this chemical, feed the flies with this chemical. This chemical inhibits this kinase of the ER membrane and then blocks the shutdown of protein production. So it restores protein production in neurons that have damaged mitochondria. And this was sufficient to rescue neuronal health.
Okay, so I just want to make sure I'm clear on this. So the drug made by SmithKline blocks the kinase.
Blocks the stress sensor in the ER membrane, yeah.
And the name of that drug?
It has nothing to do with mitochondria.
Okay, and what is the name of that drug?
The name of it has a technical name. It's GSK2606414.
Okay. Now, turning the ER back on, which is effectively what it does, doesn't that just cause the accumulation of more unfolded proteins in the cell, and doesn't that have a negative effect on the cell over time?
That would be the expectation. I mean, you by blocking the kinase, you're not blocking any accumulation of defective mitochondria in the ER. You're just blocking the output of the ER, right? And our model at the moment is that it's this output, the excessive output, it's we are screaming at the cell nucleus and saying shut down protein production, that is detrimental to neurons. Now, you need to look at this in the context of cell specificity. Now, we've shown that this is beneficial, so blocking the kinase is beneficial in neurons in the fly, but we're not saying that it's beneficial for any other cell type. For example, in cell types that have high secretory activities, like pancreatic cells, blocking this pathway is actually quite toxic. So you need to look at the context in which you block the pathway.
Gotcha. Okay. Very, very interesting. Yeah. You know, the I remember doing a show about maybe a year and a half ago when I started to become intrigued by the ER and its role on perhaps contributing to a variety of different very popular diseases today, that one of the greatest contributors to ER dysfunction and stress is fragmented sleep. There was a study we talked about, and it's been so long that I can't remember everything about it, but I just remember learning that people who had fragmented sleep, and this fragmented sleep could be caused by a variety of different maladies. This could be obstructive sleep apnea, or it could be people who become severely hypoglycemic in the middle of the night. They wake up frequently with these episodes of panic attacks and so on. It also could be caused by shift workers who work odd hours and their circadian rhythm is completely disrupted. But what we do know is that disrupting sleep puts a lot of stress on the ER, and that stress causes this high amount of misfolded proteins.
Right. Okay.
What other things that you see in day-to-day life would provide these types of unnecessary stresses to the ER that you see or a modern life promotes?
Right. I mean, I was not aware that fragmented sleep was inducing ER stress. I've just actually did an online search for papers and found a couple of references. I mean, in the context of lifestyle activities, I'm not sure exactly which other lifestyle activities would affect the activation of ER stress. Again, we work with animal models, so we have not modeled any of these lifestyle changes in flies, for example.
Right.
We work with aging models, but perhaps aging would be a factor that would induce changes in ER stress. Since with aging, you start accumulating reactive oxygen species, defective protein, so perhaps aging has an effect on ER stress. The other one that is quite obvious from our observations of our colleagues is that other neurological disorders, diseases such as Alzheimer's and prion disease, a disease caused by this infective protein that
I think we call that Crutchfield Jacobs
disease. Correct, Crutchfield Jacobs disease. Yeah. Yes, it's prion disease. Well, in prion disease models, our colleagues here in the UK, prion disease models and Alzheimer's models have shown that blocking ER stress is neuroprotective, also in the context of these disorders.
I want to take a break.
Not only Parkinson's, but Alzheimer's and prion disease.
I want to take a break, and I want to pick up with this specific discussion on the other side. I want to talk about cellular senescence and perhaps maybe a connection to some very popular disease that's in our population today, which is insulin resistance. Stay tuned.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports.
The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
From the makers of GLC 2000. Now comes Actistatin Pro Athlete. The Actistatin formula gives you all four forms of glucosamine and chondroitin, plus Actistatin's triple patented delivery method to optimize cellular uptake and utilization of glucosamines, chondroitin, ascorbate, and manganese. Regenerate and maintain cartilage. Promote joint mobility and flexibility. Replenish lost collagen. Get 20% off your next order using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the GLC banner ad today. Push the limits. Feel the difference with Actistatin.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert, but this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Dr. Miguel Martins. We're talking about an interesting aspect of the development of Parkinson's disease. The more we learn about this disease and diseases like it, the better off we'll be. So, Dr. Martins, I remember talking about the role of glucose signaling in cellular senescence probably within the first 2 years I started doing this show. I've been on the air for 11 years now. So we know that glucose signaling causes cells to age faster. We can also say with some amount of confidence that in today's society with the rate of type 2 diabetes, we have a lot of people out there whose cells are aging much faster than they need to be. This also plays into the fact that the ER can be stressed by periods of hypoglycemia, And hypoglycemia may not present itself as low blood sugar for a person who's highly insulin resistant. They may have adequate amounts of glucose in the bloodstream, but it just can't get into the cell. Parkinson's disease occurrence is on the rise, is it not?
Correct. Yeah, with the aging population worldwide, especially in Western countries, diseases such as Parkinson's and Alzheimer's are on the rise. Yeah.
So is it fair to say there may be a linkage between the prevalence and the increase in the rate of diseases like Parkinson's disease and Alzheimer's disease, the role of the ER in the development of these diseases, and a highly insulin resistant world population?
I think, you know, with more glucose production, higher metabolic rates, high turnover of metabolites and proteins, it's probably likely that you're inducing, you know, increased protein turnover and induced cellular damage, and therefore an increase in increased demand on the capacity of cells to deal with damage. So if you overload these pathways for protein quality control, such as the ER pathway, if you overload mitochondria with energy and induce formation of reactive oxygen species that can be toxic, you are likely to induce more cellular damage in premature aging and things like neurodegenerative diseases and cancer. So it's a problem of a lifestyle issue.
Yeah, and we know the linkage between glucose and mitochondrial dysfunction, because we know that in the case of cancer, Dr. Siegfried has been on my show a couple times, and we've talked about the role of the mitochondria going into a state of anaerobic respiration as being the first change in the cell that then leads to genetic changes that develop the cell into a cancer cell. So when we know that there's a link between that and a highly insulin resistant population, which then begs the question: a therapeutic nutritional protocol that's gaining a lot of popularity today, first because of its ability to prevent seizures in individuals who have epilepsy, and in fact, we now know from one study that if they're young enough, if these are young people that have epilepsy and they're treated with the ketogenic diet, which is a high-fat, moderate-protein, low carbohydrate diet, that it improves neuroplasticity. Actually, the children who are under the age of 12 who are put on the ketogenic diet for epilepsy for as little as 2 years, the disease is gone. They can get off the ketogenic diet and live a normal life, because we know that the ketogenic diet seems to stimulate some sort of neuroplasticity that corrects the original problem. So with that being said, and we know the role between glucose signaling and cellular senescence, could the ketogenic diet, which also, by the way, stimulates autophagy in a similar way that intermittent fasting does, could the ketogenic diet be a therapeutic approach to dealing with Parkinson's disease?
Again, Carl, it's possible, but these are all things that need a thorough investigation, high powered numbers in terms of statistical analysis. So again, to me, as an experimental scientist that does not work with clinical samples, it would involve investigating it in a model system where you can draw a meaningful conclusion, where you could try ketogenic diet on a mouse model, for example, on a mammalian model, and then look at the effect on a neurodegenerative phenotype. The problem with mouse models, and it's a practical problem, is that even to do aging experiments and neurodegenerative experiments in mice, the mice not always reproduce the human situation. And in fact, the fruit fly in our case is more robust, because we can get bigger numbers and do faster experiments. So we try some of these metabolic interventions in flies without focusing on the mammalian models. However, there are limitations. So again, it's lead cases like this situation with ER stress where a promising target is found on a model organism
Right.
But then it needs to be tried on a large-scale human population. It needs to be done on a clinical trial, a randomized trial setting to draw meaningful conclusions.
I hope that someone in science starts to do this. We're already seeing studies coming forth using the ketogenic diet and even some very powerful butyrate-based drugs that produce ketones in the Alzheimer's model, and it actually mitigates a lot of the symptoms of Alzheimer's disease because the mitochondria can run on ketones or glucose, and when it runs on ketones, it seems to operate more efficiently. And I'm wondering if a cell is given a ketone instead of glucose to operate on, if the mitochondria shuts down those stress signals to the ER, that would be a very interesting thing to look at that could be done on a cellular level or even on fruit flies and stuff like that. That would really be intriguing to me if it could be something that could be used as a therapeutic adjunct to helping people who are developing Parkinson's disease, even slow the progress of the disease. Because I can tell you firsthand that the standard of care for Parkinson's disease is terrible. Giving people carbidopa and levodopa just progresses the disease faster. And now, with the emerging research like yours that shows that this disease may have more to do with energy management and protein folding inside the cell, it tells me that we are so far off base giving people dopamine to treat this disease.
Yeah. Carl, I think the main problem with, I'm involved in something called the East Midlands Parkinson's Research Network here in the UK, and we have regular contacts with patients, regular contacts with clinicians, so we're quite aware of the frustrations and of the needs of the Parkinson's patients. And I guess one of the main problems with patients that have Parkinson's and the current treatment for patients with Parkinson's is that you're treating the patient after you have a neuronal loss. So you're trying to replace the function of the neurons. You're not doing any treatment that blocks the continuous death of these neurons. Because, you know, if by, let's say, 60, you lost X number of neurons, 5 years later, the therapy will not prevent the death of the additional neurons. So, what our research tries to do, and what other labs are also interested in developing, is strategies that actually block neuronal death as opposed to treating,
right,
to dealing with the dopamine signaling. So we focus on these ER pathways, and we also have used the fruit fly model to look at some of these metabolic reprogramming. We have not necessarily looked at ketones and glycolysis. We have clear evidence that, for instance, in the context of mitochondrial dysfunction, the situation is kind of similar to what you get in cancer cells that you were referring to before, that if you have these problems with mitochondria, you increase the rate of glycolysis, so the decrease of utilizing glucose in the cytosol. Mm-hmm. And we've also seen that a lot of the metabolic reprogramming that is happening in our Parkinson's model is trying to compensate for this problem by upregulating pathways that are that involve vitamins as cofactors. So we've published a couple of papers recently, and it's not only our data, but the data from another group in Belgium, looking at vitamins such as vitamin B9 and B3 that actually have the same effect as these ER stressors. So again, it's not only blocking ER stress, but doing metabolic interventions with particular vitamins in our models that actually can confer a neuroprotective effect in flies. And I believe that our colleagues in Belgium are now extending these studies to humans in pilot studies. So they're not doing a full-blown clinical trial, but they're seeing if these early observations with vitamins in flies are applicable to Parkinson's disease patients.
You know, it's funny you say that, because I've had a special interest this year in B vitamins, not from a supplemental standpoint, The majority of our B vitamins are actually manufactured in our gut if our microbiome is established with some diversity. And things like intrinsic factor, even if you're getting B12 from your diet, you could be eating liver every day, but you may not be producing intrinsic factor, which chaperones the B12 into the body and makes it available to the liver. You may not have the methylation ability in your liver to take one form of B12 and convert it to another. The storage form is hydroxy. B vitamins have become very, very interesting to me. In fact, so much so that I've been delving into so much old research about B vitamins and looking at new research about diseases, and I'm starting to wonder if part of the sick aging phenotype is actually the result of becoming starved in abundance of B vitamins. We're getting a lot of B vitamins, but the body just isn't absorbing them any longer because of gut microbiome dysregulation and other factors. So it's interesting that you say that, because that has been a common thread in a lot of my most recent reading.
Yeah, I mean, our particular studies involve vitamin B9, which is folic acid.
Right.
And I guess what we've demonstrated again in the flies, that feeding flies, so doing exactly the same type of experiments that we do with the stress inhibitors. It's pretty simple, actually, what we do. With flies, you just mix the B vitamin or the GSK compound in the fly food, and then you look at a particular time point if they have more or less neurons. So our results with vitamin B9, again, this is a study we published a couple of years ago, suggests that if you feed flies with vitamin B9, you enhance mitochondrial function and you protect these neurons. Again, it's a different mechanism, so it's not going to the going for the ER as a target, but it's blocking the mitochondrial dysfunction before it can actually have an impact on the ER. So you can see it as a kind of a linear pathway with multiple points of intervention, and we've kind of shown that if you use vitamins, you can actually restore mitochondrial health. And again, the mechanism is slightly different, because our observation is that vitamin B9, the mechanism of action is that it's inducing mitochondrial biogenesis.
Mm.
So it's inducing the division of mitochondria, so creating new mitochondria. And these are effects similar to what you get with exercise, for example. If you stress your muscles, you induce a genetic program that allows the muscle to cope with this increased stress. And one of the outputs is the generation of more mitochondria. And it seems that vitamin B9 can achieve the same thing, both in flies and in human cells.
Instead of keeping you over to the next break, I want to ask you this question now, and then we'll let you go. So what do you hope, more so clinicians than lay people, what do you hope they take away from your most recent research?
All right. So we hope that at least on some of these compounds that we have identified that seem to have neuroprotective effects in flies, that they can be tested in humans and at least determine in humans if they have a beneficial effect in the brain.
I hope you'll come back on the show as you have more emerging research. And I want to thank you so much for being on the air today.
You're welcome.
Take care. And instead of making everybody suffer through another commercial break, we're going to go ahead and end the show now. And thank you for listening today. Also, don't forget to visit CoachRobRegish.com. And we'll see everybody tomorrow. Tomorrow's Friday, Casual Friday. We were off last week. We'll be on tomorrow. See you then.